I want to finish up this morning on Joseph. The Lord was with him. Subtitle, Never Alone. Those who might feel alone, if you walk in the way of the Lord, you will never be alone. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will supply all of your needs. He will give you hope, and He will give you wisdom if you'll just walk with Him and ask Him. So in Genesis chapter 39, verses 1 through 6, it tells a story of Joseph was taken down to Egypt after his brothers had sold him to the Ishmaelites. And he was put on the auction block, and he was sold to Potiphar, who was the captain or the head of the guard of Pharaoh. His job was to make sure no one got close to Pharaoh that might want to harm him. And he was Pharaoh's protector, kind of like the head of the CIA and the FBI combined. Not the ones we have today, but the ones we used to have. Anyway, for Joseph, what a letdown. The only hope he had, the only thing he really had that he could hold on to, was that last little sentence of verse 6 of chapter 39 of Genesis. It says, the blessings of the Lord was on everything that Potiphar had, both in the house and in the field. And it was that away because of Joseph. The Lord was with Joseph, and He blessed him. Joseph found favor. He had found favor in his household. His father gave him the coat of many colors. But all that's gone now. He was chosen to be the one who would take over for his father and run the family business and be over his brothers, just as the dreams that he had shown. All of that's gone now. He's been sold as a slave. He's been in chains. He's been stripped of that precious coat of many colors. But one thing he has not been stripped of, the God who gave him those dreams of the sheaves that bowed before him and the sun, moon, and stars that bowed before him, that same God who gave those dreams in the first place was still working behind the scenes to ensure that those dreams would be fulfilled. When God has given you something, it doesn't just wither on the vine and die. God continues to work on it and in it until it comes to pass the way that He wants to, as long as you don't give up on it. If you give up on God and walk away, then that dream might go to somebody else. But as long as you're willing for God to use you, God is always at work on that. Some people say, well, you know, God gave me this dream when I was a little girl, or I was a little boy, and or when I first got saved, there was something that God just laid in my heart, and it's never happened, and it's never been. Hang on, keep going, don't let go. Joseph did not let go of his dream, and the Lord was with him. That's a statement of fact and truth. God protected him. And we went through all the ways that God protected him. God prospered him. And last week, we went through how God prospered him, how God took care of him, and how God kept his hand on him. In verses 2 and 3 of chapter 39 of Genesis, it says, the Lord was with Joseph so that he prospered, and he lived in the house of the Egyptian master. And when the master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord gave him success in everything that he did, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper, suddenly he put him over everything that he owned. He may have been without his coat that he loved. He might not have had that coat of many colors, but he had his character, and he had God's favor. And those are the most two most important things that you and I can have. He had God walking with him, and he was walking in integrity, and that's why God was walking with him. He might have been purchased by Potiphar, but he belonged to God. I don't know what may be going on in your life, but never lose sight of you belong to God. If you've given your heart and your life to him, then you belong to him. You need to live that way. It wasn't luck that he was sold to Potiphar. It wasn't luck. It was God that was answering the desire of his heart, and God working out his plan. Joseph was in a bad situation, but he lived a life that blessed the Lord, and he always lifted that up, that God's name be blessed. So that brings us to the last point, that God promoted him. God prospered him last week. God promoted him. In Genesis chapter 39, verses 4 through 6. And we read there, Joseph found favor in his eyes, meaning Potiphar, and became his attendant, or his number one servant, his right-hand man. Potiphar put him in charge of the household, entrusted to his care everything that he owned. From the time he put him in charge of his household and all that he owned, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. And Potiphar saw all of this. The blessing of the Lord was on everything that Potiphar had, both in the house and in the field. So Potiphar left everything he had in Joseph's care, with Joseph in charge, and he did not concern himself with anything except the food that he ate. How awesome is that? That you would have somebody that you could trust, somebody that would not let, you know, the old saying, when the cat's away, the mice will play. And people take advantage of that. Not Joseph. He did the job to the very best of his ability, whether Potiphar was there or Potiphar was someplace else. Because he wasn't doing it for Potiphar. He was doing it because of his character, and he was doing it because he loved God, and he was working for God, and everything that he did for Potiphar, he did to glorify God. So Potiphar saw the hand of God was upon Joseph, and behind everything that Joseph did was God's hand, blessing and giving favor. And it says that when the master, Potiphar, saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord gave him success in everything that he did, he knew that there was something special about this Hebrew slave. He knew that there was something that he could trust about this boy, 17 years old. But wisdom, hard work. As he watched Joseph work and he saw the results of his work, Potiphar began to realize that everything that Joseph touched turned to gold. That's a valuable employee. And if you've got a boss that's got any sense, and most of you think he doesn't, but if you've got a boss that has any sense, when he sees that in somebody, he's going to promote that person. He's going to keep that person happy because that person is valuable to him. And that's what Potiphar saw. He could see God's hand working through Joseph, but he knew that Joseph was a blessing to him. And he was making money hand over fist. Potiphar promoted Joseph and made him overseer of his entire household. Joseph was in control of everything that happened in Potiphar's home and in his business interests. If Joseph didn't sign off on it, it didn't get done. Potiphar learned that he could trust Joseph to do the right thing for the right reason. He discovered that Joseph was a man of diligence and integrity. Don't ever put your integrity up for sale. Your integrity is one of the most precious things that you as an individual have. It's my word is my bond. And I will live up to that. I can remember my dad when we got ready to build a house in Clewiston. We had just come back from Texas, Corpus Christi, Texas, and Dad had got out of the Navy, and we were ready to build a house, and he walks in to the bank there in Clewiston and walks up to the president of the bank, and he said, I need $10,000. And the bank president said, okay, Emmett, what you want it for? He said, I want to build a house. And he said, you got it. And he wrote out a little note, handed it to Dad. Dad didn't have to sign anything. It was a handshake. Now, that was in 1953. That was a long time back. Then, in 1979, I got ready to build a house. And Susan and I, we found this little piece of land in Pirate's Cove. That romantic name, isn't it? Yeah, it was in the weeds is what it was. We were building a house in the bushes. But it was across the street from a saltwater river that ran in behind the marsh. There in North Florida, and we just fell in love with that little piece of land, and it was the only one that we could afford, so that's the one we wanted. So I called my dad, and I said, Dad, I got a plan. I need to borrow, I forget what it was now, how much? $15,000. And he said, what do you need $15,000 for? I said, so that I can buy this piece of land so that I can use the land as collateral to get a loan to build my house so that whenever I'm finished, I can pay you back. And he says, what? I said, I can do this, Dad. I know I can do it. Can I borrow $15,000? And he said, yeah, when do you need it? I said, I'm going to set this up to work Friday. Now, I'm only going to have about 30 minutes. So I will see you at 9 o'clock. Is that what time the bank opens? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, meet me at the bank. Friday at 9 o'clock, I was sitting out in front of the bank, no dad. So I went over to their house, and Dad was sitting in his chair, and I said, Dad, are you going to loan me the money? Oh, is that today? I said, yes, that's today. Okay, no problem. Let's go up to the bank. So we get in the car, and we go up to the bank, and Dad walks in. He walks up to the president of the bank and calls him by name and said, I need $15,000 to give to my son. I said, what for? He said, so they can buy a piece of land to build his house on. The guy said, okay, Emmett. And he looked over at his head teller and he says, give Mr. Emmett a check for $15,000. He'll tell you how to write it out. He walks away. We walk over. They make out the check. Dad turns around and hands it to me. I go back and get in my car, and then I take Dad home, and then I take off for Jacksonville. And I go into Jacksonville, and I buy the piece of land. I walk across the street to a savings and loan, and I borrow enough money to build my house. It gets good. They give me my first draw that day. I drive back over to Mom and Dad's and hand Dad $15,000 cash and said, I appreciate the loan. Now you're going to help me build my house, aren't you? And I did that in one day. Because of God. But it was because my dad could just walk in. He had integrity. And if he told the president of the bank, I'll pay you back, he meant it. And it would happen. And he told him, I won't have it long, and I'll pay you back. The integrity, your integrity, your word, your bond, your honesty. God can use that, and God will bless you because of that. Joseph served Potiphar like he was serving the Lord. He always did the right thing for the right reason at the right moment. He was a worker who did the best job that he possibly could for his master because it would reflect on God. Listen, there's a word for every one of us right now in what I've just said in this message, and especially in these little groups of scripture. We all answer to somebody. It may be your wife. Yeah, you better answer to her. You know which side of the toast your butter's on. You better. Whoever that is, you need to give them the best you got at all times. Show your integrity. Show your honesty. That means giving 8 hours work for 8 hours pay. That means doing what they tell you to do without complaint, without an attitude. There's very little that a boss likes, dislikes more than a bad attitude. It reflects on who you are. That means that you're serving your employer the way that you serve the Lord. And you're serving your employer because you serve the Lord. That's what Joseph was doing. That's the word that we received. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 through 9, it says, "Servants, obey your masters as you obey Christ." And that was given to servants. It means working with diligence and integrity to make sure that God is glorified. That's what made him shine like cream. Joseph always rose to the top. It didn't matter the situation. It didn't matter the hardship. He was always at the top. Even in the worst of times and the worst of situations, even in prison, he was put in charge. He ran the prison. He knew how to grow crops. He knew how to raise livestock. And he knew how to take care of people. Regardless of the situation in which he found himself, he walked with integrity, seeking to glorify God. And it showed in every phase of his life. And you read about Joseph and you'll find no sin recorded. He and Daniel, no sin recorded. You read about David and you read a passel of sin, but not Joseph and not Daniel. Even Potiphar the Egyptian saw that there was something different in the life of Joseph. Joseph didn't have to blow a trumpet. He didn't have to tell Potiphar what a great believer he was. He didn't have to say, "Have I ever told you that I'm following God?" Potiphar knew it because it showed. The life he lived proclaimed louder than anything that he could ever say the glory of God. And Potiphar saw it for himself, the influence of a godly life. And it was Joseph. The touch of God on his life opened the door for Joseph to share his faith with Potiphar. I believe that. The same thing ought to be said and be true for each of us. The lives that we live should be so different from the world around us that the mark of God's favor can clearly be seen daily, daily in our existence. Every place that we go, everything that we do. I was in Harris Teeter the other day, and this precious short lady who was about my age, I started to say older lady, but she was probably close to my age. I was looking at the cereal, and there was something she wanted on the top shelf, and she said, "I can't reach that." And I said, "Would you like for me to get it for you?" And she said, "Yes." So I reached up and got it, and I'm not tall, but I reached up and got it and handed it to her. She said, "I wish there was more young men like you." And I said, "Me too." It was my moment to shine. It would have been easy for me to walk away. I didn't know that lady, and I didn't even know what she was trying to get. All I could do was just see her standing there saying, "I can't reach it." But I know you'd have done the same thing. I hope you would have done the same. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father that's in heaven." Joseph lived that godly life, a life that glorified God, and God is the one that promoted him. Don't forget that. Every promotion you get comes from God. It doesn't come from your boss. But because of the favor that God's put in your life, the boss can't help but promote you. The Lord will do for you what he did for Joseph if, and please don't miss this, take it home with you, if he can trust us with the tasks that he has assigned us, then he will entrust us with even greater things down the road. When you have been found faithful, Scripture says, in the little things, God will make you ruler over the much. You want to get someplace in your life? Then be faithful right where you are. Do the very best you can. That's what Joseph did. In other words, listen to this. I think this is important. When he can trust us, the Bible says in Luke 16:10, whoever can be trusted with the little can also be trusted with the much. And whosoever is dishonest with the very little will also be dishonest in the very much. Mark that down in your book, because it's important. In other words, we need to bloom where we're planted. And when we serve the Lord with industry and integrity, he'll open up all kind of new avenues and ways of service, places of service for every one of us. And he will use us when we get to that place of usability. But if he can't trust us, why should he try? He can trust us when we walk in integrity. Sometimes God uses the sorrows of Joseph's life to shape him into the man that he desires him to be. Some of the hardships that you might have faced have molded you into the person that you are. There's been so many times that I've gone through some real hurtful things, but I look back on them and I'm who I am because of some of those things. The trials that Joseph faced and the trials that you and I face are never easy. But they do teach us to depend on God and to never stray away from him. Our trials that we go through help us to maintain that tender and compassionate heart, that understanding heart. Our trials, the hardships, the difficult moments that we go through show us the value of tears. Tears wash the soul clean. In shunning our trials, you and I may be shunning the very best blessings that God will have in our lives. A.W. Tozer once said, It's doubtful that God ever used anyone greatly without first hurting him deeply. Ponder that for a little while. In closing, there's just a little poem. It says, I walked a mile with pleasure, and she chattered all the way, but left me none the wiser for all she had to say. Then I walked a mile with sorrow, and never a word said she. But oh, the things I learned from her when sorrow walked with me. You think God's picking on you? You think God's not giving you a fair break? He might be teaching you the most valuable things that you'll ever learn. Get your eyes off your selfish self and start looking for ways that you can serve him. We want to be used, but we don't want to have to go through the things that we might have to go through, the heartaches or the trials, to get to that place of use. I'm afraid that one might not come without the other. They seem to go hand in hand. So I want to give you one final word of encouragement on this message and these thoughts. No matter how hard life might come against you, what storms you might have to go through, what winds will assail you, what hardships befall you, if you are saved, if you have given your heart and life to Jesus and you're a God person, the same thing that was said about Joseph will be true about you. And the Lord was with him. He'll walk with you all the way, especially during the times of trial. You'll never face your trials alone. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. You'll not walk through those valleys by yourself. And remember this, without the prison, Joseph probably would have never been fit for the palace. Sometimes it takes a prison to receive the palace for us to bow your heads with me, would you please? God, I thank you for this message, these series of messages. God, I thank you for the life of Joseph that the Holy Spirit penned so beautifully, so intricately, that we could see his difficulties and his blessings, his hardships and his triumphs. God, let our desire to be faithful and used by you, to walk in integrity so that all men, all women would know. And God, look over this congregation and you can see there those that are rising, those that are striving. God, keep your hand on us. And guide us all the way. that we might be ever pleasing to you in all things. Let your words have your blessings. In Jesus' name.